Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Joe at RTE.ie, Mary Dolan. Mary, good afternoon. Marie.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
You've become an internet sensation. It's a good news story, but you are a nurse.
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Yeah, healthcare assistant. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And why have you gone all over the internet?
I don't know. Somebody just decided to send it. I work in a nursing home, as I told the researcher there,
yeah.
And I'm with the Kiltorman Nursing Home outside Bannisloe for the last 6 years.
Okay.
And we do a lot of activities with them and that, and because Easter was so different this year, and we feel then that, you know, after that, there's a downside, and you say each morning now, what can I do to, you know,
okay.
up their spirits and stuff, and I'm big into the dancing, but now not at work.
Okay.
I just decided to do it that particular morning, and I just said I'll try it out. And as we at the social distancing, you can't dance with another person, so
yeah.
I just grabbed a pair of one of the ladies' tights, hung it to the door, and that's it. The rest is history.
And someone videoed it, and up it went. And
oh yeah, Sharon Lynch. She killed it. She videoed it, and she didn't think any more of it. And you know, it's funny, when I was looking for it, we have the Streamline, we have music, and we put it on the YouTube through the TV, and, you know, the residents, I gave them out tambourines, and they were, you know, if you were listening to the video, you could hear it on it, and they were kind of going along to the music, and then I just didn't think for a few minutes, and all of a sudden then I realised I had picked up the song Declan Ernie, Stop the World and Let Me Off.
Okay, yeah,
and it's so appropriate at the moment with everything, and listening to your listeners there, the people who's on, it's a feel for them. But you know, we have to give as much positive to our residents.
Yeah.
We have 23 residents.
So were you dancing? And were you jiving with the door, or were you
jiving with the door? Yeah, and the pair of tights. Yeah.
And if it's jiving, you have to do twists and circles and.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
did you end up with the tights wrapped around you?
I had, yes, as you can most people have seen at this stage. Yeah, it was a little bit confined the space, but look, it made them laugh anyway, and they had such a good old laugh out of it afterwards.
And how are you getting on in the nursing home?
Yeah, we're good, thank God, we're really good. It's really good, and you know, everything is working out well for us, thanks to God, and the residents, they're all very happy. We have, you know, Skype for them, WhatsApp videos, because, you know, they can't have their visitors.
Yeah.
And it is a lonely time, but, you know, thankfully everything is good, and please God, it will stay like that, and it'll pass sooner rather than later.
And how are all the staff faring?
Yeah, we're all good, yeah, thank God.
Good,
it's amazing, thank God, we're all really good. And, you know, we're sticking to the, you know, guidelines strictly. And I think if everybody does that, hopefully, you know, things will work out. As listening to the last listener there, it's so sad about all those people passing on. But, you know, we have to try, and everyone's trying to stay positive and do the best they can. That's all we can do.
Well, I think it's incredible people like yourself, Marie, and countless thousands like you all over the country going into the situation where this virus is present or might be present.
Yes.
It is
on your mind, but at the same time, you know, I do love my job, and you know, we have great interaction with the residents, and it's brilliant to see their faces light up. And you know, it isn't easy for them either, like, and they're looking at you, but you know, it's keeping everything positive. We have all our vegetables sown and our herb gardens, and the ladies are knitting at the moment. And, you know, I'm the resident hairdresser there as well, so they have an extra bonus. Because
you're the resident hairdresser. You're in demand.
Well, it's just that, you know, as you know, if you have a hairdresser, she can't come in to the nursing home, so at least I'm there and, you know, all going well.
And I presume you have skills as a hairdresser.
Oh, yeah, now don't ask me now, John, I'm nearer than qualified. You'll only be letting myself down here. I'm a qualified hairdresser.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, well done. Brilliant. Marie, say that. Deirdre Moore, you come in praise of the nursing home staff as well. Your sister is in a nursing home.
That's right, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes, my sister is in Parkhouse Nursing Home in Kilcock, and okay. I must say the care that she's getting there is excellent.
Right.
But there was a very nice gesture just before Easter. Now, my sister is in an advanced stage of dementia, and having a telephone conversation with her is just not on. It's not.
I understand, yeah.
And I don't have Skype. But just before Easter, I received from the nursing home a lovely card, an Easter card with a photograph of Irene on the front of it, looking very happy with a smile on her face and dressed up in a pretty Easter bonnet. And I just thought it was exceptional that staff would go to that much trouble to reassure the relatives and family of residents. I just thought it was going the extra mile.
And,
you know?
And your sister looked happy and
she looked happy
loved the
and
attention.
Relaxed. I'm looking at the picture now, and she has a smile on her face. And I must say, it has brought a smile to my face all over Easter.
Lovely, lovely.
Every time I look at it. And also, the nursing home are tremendous at keeping us up to date on what's happening. Unlike what some people have just been saying there recently, we get messages all the time. I've got a huge, long message just half an hour ago, assuring us that the nursing home was still virus-free and that they were fully staffed, that they have adequate supply of PPE and that the staff are fully trained and ready to go if anything does happen. Just a very, very reassuring message. So as well as looking after the residents, they're also very conscious of the stress and strain on their families and relatives, and they're doing the utmost to deal with that as well, you know.
Okay, well said, Deirdre, well said.
So
thanks.
I just think
thanks indeed.
They're doing a marvellous job in general.
I hope you're hearing that, Marie. It's,
I am. Thank you very much for the nice comments.
Okay.
Yes, it's important to keep the relatives happy as well.
And with your permission, Marie, we'll put your dancing with the door, jiving with the door, with a pair of tights tied to the door. We'd put it up on our Twitter feeds at Joe Liveline and at RTE Liveline in the next few minutes. Marie,
And I'd like to thank my bosses, Derek and Gordon Blin, for allowing me.
Okay.
They're all listening to me at work.
Well, for allowing you to act the Egypt.
Exactly.
And make a show of you. I'm here.
I'm always making a show.
And someone just phoned in and said, you're 30 years a hairdresser.
Oh, I am, yeah. I kill whoever did that.
30 years, well done. And you're only, what, 37 and a half at
this
stage?
Now, yes, you're dead right. Okay, 38 next birthday.
Look, you look after yourself and go
thanks
safely.
Very much,
thanks
Joe.
Indeed.
Take bye, care,
bye,
bye,
bye, bye. 51551, Marie, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Before I forget, I mentioned yesterday, we try and mention a few of the charity events we've been told about this weekend, obviously in very, very different circumstances. And basically, I mentioned the charity events, but if there is an outdoor one, you've been told to stay at home. So people are very conscious of that. Naomi Del Pozo, her 11-year-old son, Ben, has not had a haircut in 2 months. Talk to me. Living with him, looking like Ringo Starr back in the day. He will have his head shaved on Zoom in front of friends, family and neighbours in aid of Bernardo's. Head shave, good man. The link for donations is the GoFundMe page. A lot of people know that, and it's Ben's charity head shave. A huge number of people got in touch with us about a 1-year-old baby called Dan who is in leash who needs treatment in the USA that will cost over $2 million. Just search under the hashtag do it for Dan, one word, do it for Dan, and you see the links. Linda Redmond spoke to us on air back in January 2015 after her daughter Roisin passed away. She spoke about blind cords and the danger they pose. Reminder. A lot more activity in houses these days. She's since set up a charity, has Linda, with her friend Carol, providing memory boxes for bereaved parents and families. It's called Fairy Footprints, and the email if you want to support them is fairyfootprints2015@gmail.com. Elizabeth Wall says Balbriggan Meals on Wheels need your help. Go to their Facebook page. Keith Brony is doing 100,000 steps for a loan, a wonderful charity set up by Willie Birmingham. 100,000 steps for a loan. GoFundMe page, 100,000 numerals, steps in a day for a loan. Ian McCabe. We are pub band Smart Moves. We're doing a gig for the people of our cul-de-sac in Briarfield Grove, Kilbarrick, this Friday. We're going live on Facebook, Audrey Smart, and Instagram Smart Moves. All money raised is going to Pieta House. So far, we've over €300. And again, to the GoFundMe page, the band is called Smart Moves. And finally, a man I met at a socially distant situation on the wooden bridge in Clontarf very early yesterday morning, where a man suddenly started playing a saxophone, brilliant saxophonist. And but his name is Anthony Murphy. He is doing, wait for this, a 24 kilometre walk around the car park in Harry Bourne's tomorrow, Saturday. Now, many a fella has done a 24 kilometre walk around Harry Bourne's after a bevy and a skinful of pints, trying to find his way out of the car park to get home. But Anto's doing it deliberately. It's a 24 kilometre walk. There's a 100 metre track in the car park of Harry Bourne's there in Clontarf stroke Malahide Road stroke Fairview stroke Hope Road. People know it's a very, very famous and popular pub. It's for the Irish Cancer Society. It will be live streamed through Harry Bourne's Facebook page, and he's doing it as a tribute to his dad Michael, who passed away unfortunately from a brain tumour, and for his nephew Paul, at the age of 2.5 years, 2.5 years from leukemia 24 years ago, and a sister who's living with bone cancer, unfortunately. Anthony Murphy, just go on to, actually, you'll find out all the details. If you just look for Harry Bourne's on the Twitter feed, and Anto's link is there, and that's tomorrow. He doesn't want anyone going down to watch him, by the way. They will they will stream it, but he's going to, I don't know many, will somebody work that out for me? 24K, 100 metres, is that 24,000 laps, is it? Is it 24,000 laps? Or is it 2,004? But it's a lot anyway. So we'd be at it for most of the day. Yes, well done to all those people involved. Let me bring in Charlie Clark, who's contacted us. Charlie, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You contacted us specifically about your daughter, Jennifer. And
I did.
How long is it since you've seen them?
Early December, I think, was the last time I was booked to go over in April. I had to be cancelled. I couldn't get over.
Okay.
And what Ryanair had to cancel.
Yeah. And what does Jennifer do?
Well, she performs, sings at functions and weddings and clubs and things. Don't she's living over in Eastbourne in south of England with several years now.
Yeah.
And she was like doing full-time musician first. Now she's a mother and wife now as well to a few kiddies, but she still performs whenever she can. She's had a bit of difficulty with her vocal cords recently, but she'll be back on track again, hopefully, when all this is over.
Now, when would she come home?
She does manage to get over to us, you know, as often as she can. She was over towards the end of last year, but we won't see her now again until we're on tour with FaceTime and Skype and stuff, but we won't see her in person or the grandchildren either until all this is over, unfortunately.
Okay, and Jennifer's on the other line. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How are you? You're in Eastbourne in the UK. How are you managing over there?
Oh, we're okay. We're okay. I mean, we're all healthy, so can't complain, to be honest.
And you have three children.
I have three children. Yeah, I've got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and I had Grace last September.
Wow. 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and what, 7 months?
7 months, yeah.
I hope you've helped.
My husband helps,
great. Oh, well done. Well done. You're on lockdown as well, aren't you? Of course you are.
Yeah, we are. I mean, my husband's a firefighter, so he's obviously in and out to work. Yeah, but I'm all my gigs and work has been cancelled for the foreseeable future. So just at home with the kids now, trying to entertain them every day.
So Jennifer, your agent, he's called Charlie Clark. He's based in Cork. He's one of the biggest agents in the world. But your agent has contacted us to say that we have to listen to this wonderful song you've written called, appropriately enough, When I Come Home. And I know Angus has listened to it, and he's a good judge of music. He thinks it's absolutely fabulous, and it's been thumping the table for the last few days, demanding that we play it at some stage. So as we come to the end of this awful, awful week, Jennifer.
Mm.
Not just in Ireland, but across the world. We think of all those people who've passed. We think of all those relatives. We think of all those people who are currently struggling. And we think of all those people who are working directly with them, be it in nursing homes, hospitals, clinics, doctors' practices. And this is, would you want to introduce the song, Jennifer?
Sure, I will, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a song called When I Come Home. And it resonates with me at the moment just because I can't get home, I can't see my family. And, you know, just like so many people across the world at the moment.
Don't leave while I'm away. At night I dream when I'm alone. I wake up to the sound of trains and worry that you'll be gone when I come home. When I come home. Don't forget who I am and all the secrets that you know, like how to make me laugh again. I know I'll smile when your arms fold around me when I come home. When I come home, we'll do all the things we meant to do.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Jennifer. People are on already. Can they watch it on YouTube? Can they hear it anywhere? Can they? I'll tweet it now. I think there is a recording of it on YouTube, is there?
I don't think it's on YouTube. I've actually just put one up a minute ago onto my Facebook.
Okay.
Which is just Jennifer Clark, with an E in the end.
It's beautiful.
And it's on there. There's a link to it. Thank you.
Who was playing the piano? That was your 5-year-old, was it?
No. It was a friend of mine, Marcus, who I wrote the song with.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. It sounded sensational. Beautiful lyrics. Beautiful idea. A beautiful
Thank
idea
you so much.
When I come home.
Thank you.
And it reminds, when I was listening to it there, I was reminded to say to people, remember the vast majority of people in these awful times who succumb to this pestilence do come home. They do come home. They do recover.
Yeah, yeah.
People of 102, 106 have recovered and been triumphantly brought home. So that song, I think, will be very resonate for them. Jennifer Clark, do you want to say bye bye to your daddy there?
Oh.
Hello.
So your agent.
Hi, Dad.
I'm here.
Do you miss her, Charlie?
Oh, terribly, Joe.
Do you miss your grandkids, your grandchildren?
I do. Yeah, I'm dying to give them a big hug.
Ah. And have you seen your 7-month-old grandchild, Charlie?
She was only about a month or a month and a bit when I saw her last.
Well, she's walking now, isn't she, Jennifer? She's walking, and
she's walking and talking.
She's in second year in Oxford, and she'd be an astronaut. No, Jennifer, keep the spirit. Can you write music at home, Jennifer, in this current pestilence? Patricia's
can't. Absolutely.
Yeah, great.
Sure. Yeah, you just need an idea, an instrument.
Oh, come on. Keep it up, please. Please. Have you won any competitions? Have you entered competitions? Or?
I haven't entered competitions. I mean, I used to pursue it more before I had the kids. I did some tours with Michael Bolton, and I did an opening for Ronan Keating back in the day.
Wow.
Bolton.
That's not messing there.
Michael Bolton, yeah. Toured around with him, the States and Europe.
Done.
And
okay. Jennifer, that was a lovely way to finish a very difficult week. You stay safe, Jennifer, you and your three beautiful children and your firefighter frontline husband. Kind wishes to him and thanks for his service. Charlie Clark, you look after yourself in Cork.
I will, Joe. Thank you.
And I don't know where Jennifer got her voice. Maybe you're a beautiful singer, your wife, but it's a gorgeous voice. Thank you for that uplift. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.